Well, hello, everyone. This is Joan.
And, of course, this is John. Well, I say, of course. Well, thanks for being here. And I'm happy to be here. And we also have Milena with us this morning.
Hi, everybody. We are just so excited to get started today.
Yeah.
Well, Milena will be our co-host from here on in. Yeah. So we're quite pleased about that. It really... These energetics just take more than one. And eventually you're going to be asked to participate too.
Uh-huh.
So,
your preparation begins today.
The council have been talking to us since late summer. So it took a while.
Still is. We're still adjusting.
Okay,
well, welcome to the Ascended Masters of Light, January 9th, 2022. Oh, let's hope it's a better year. And, of course, this is session one. We hope everybody is excited, and it seems that you are. And we, of course, are all excited about being part of the series. Before we get started, we've got a couple of announcements that we need to make. Our new website will be up and running today. Our webmaster will be posted the sessions on our private pages as he has this last year. This takes the burden off Joan, as it's a lot more complex than video. He should have the audio and video posted by late Monday following a session. Of course, the transcripts will follow when Katie has them finished. We have a new private Facebook page. It's called Ascending Masters of Light. Invitations to join this Facebook page have been sent to every registered member. You must reply yes that you want to join to this invitation to be a member of the Facebook. We highly recommend that each of you respond, as this will be a valuable communication channel for the membership. We also have a new email address. And of course, it's, my ideas about simple. So it's called ascendinglightmasters@gmail.com. Now, of course, we still have our Joan and John email. Joan and John Walker email address. Please use the new one so that Milena can also reply when necessary. We will send out to you in an email the dates of the upcoming sessions for January, February, March. We will always meet on Sundays at 1 p.m. Central Time. So that's all the new stuff. And we appreciate you all. Look forward to a wonderful year and an improvement over 2022. And now, here's Joan.
Well, I have a few comments that I want to talk to you about. We feel it's really, really important that we talk about what will be asked of you during the course of these teachings. These sessions are unlike anything that any of us have experienced in this life before. The first six sessions are important foundational steps. They have been orchestrated precisely and carefully to bring each of us into a new light frequency of sixth, seventh, eighth, and the beginning stages of ninth dimension. These foundational energetics are key to preparing us to embody whole new states of consciousness. So this will demand of us a level of practice in order to integrate the vast collective energies that are streaming continually through us and through our personal field. And that practice will demand of you that you do so daily, especially in these six foundational processes. You cannot rely on a brief review before a session. It will take dedication to practice the energetic processes. We suggest that if all possible, you make a commitment to attend every session live. If that is not possible, then when the audio part of each session is posted on Mondays, usually late Monday following the session, then please take time to listen so that the crucible stays a very coherent vessel. It will become even more important as we move forward. You'll not be able to rely on just reviewing the transcripts. These energetics are so massive that there are things carried on the sound waves and the currents of the sound of the audio files, especially when it comes to various upgrades and processes. Daily attention and contemplation of how to apply and integrate them personally is required on a daily basis. These foundations are not just for our group and our crucible, they're for you individually. It will be very easy to get lost in the energetics if you get too far behind. Trust me on that. This is not to make you doubt your normal way of review. It just takes a change in the way you process the sessions. You are well prepared for this next step, and we know that you take it seriously, or you wouldn't be here. We just want you to get all that you can from this series. It's a really not a lot, so much a life-altering series, but a soul ascension series. Please now take a deep breath. Be very centered in the moment, very present individually and collectively. Now welcome the four archangels of light. Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Uriel, and Archangel Raphael. Greetings, beloveds. We are the four archangels of light who have been with you for some time now. And we come in that quadratic configuration that is a foundational energetic form that is important throughout this quadratic energetic is important throughout this entire series, but it is really important in these first six foundational series. We want you to know that these quadratic energetics were set in place in the last winter solstice when they became very much a part of the energetics of that foundational cube. So even though they are not a platonic solid, they are a specific mathematical matrix that is key to bringing these higher dimensional frequencies into platonic solids where they are usable within the realm of form. So let us gather now in this quadratic energy that carries us all into a beautiful series of light matrices. Take a deep breath, and as you feel that matrix energy running through your consciousness, through your body, it will become very familiar to you, the more that you use it. Because, dear ones, eons ago, you used it very proficiently. So let us sit together in this matrix of energy, of light. Very present in the moment, aware and centered in this quadratic light frequency. Another deep breath. Present, aware. Let us now begin our session.
Greetings, Ascending Masters of Light. We, the Council of 12, have been excitedly looking forward to the beginning of your new series. We are more than pleased that each of you has chosen to continue your ascension journey with us as members of this co-creative process. As we are engaging with you today in this more informal conversational manner, we ask that you open to receive not merely the words you are hearing, but that you begin now the practice of also receiving the coded, light-filled essence that is being carried to you on the sound waves of our words. What is occurring in this moment is the creation of new communication pathways and channels of light from our collective to your collective. The communication channels you have been using in the past are being recalibrated and upgraded as well. This is necessary to ensure that these pathways can contain and transfer to you all the more refined light codes, geometries, and frequencies from the multidimensional realms. It is also important that these channels be established right away so you can begin to become familiar with the energetics being transmitted to you from the Council of 12. So you see, our first process together is already occurring. Now we wish to give you some information about this council. This collective council has been formed from vast configurations of streams of consciousness. For the ease of understanding at this time, consider that this council is comprised of 12 vast and very specific streams of consciousness. Further consider that each of these 12 streams is comprised of many dozens or more of individualized streams of consciousness. And these include all the wonderful beings of light that you have come to know so well, such as Metatron, Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, the Magdalene, Yeshua, and many others. Now these great beings will come in to any number of these 12 vaster streams of consciousness that function as the collective council of 12. When we present to you as we are now, it will be from this broader collective council. There may be special occasions, however, when one of these grand beings will step forward as the voice of the entire collective. When we gather in these meetings, the way in which you receive us will be quite different than what you have been accustomed to in the past. First, there could be multiple streams of consciousness containing multiple streams of light codes and energetic frequencies coming into the group collective consciousness of Ascending Masters of Light. Each of you, as members of Ascending Masters, will draw from your group collective into your personal stream of consciousness. Next, you will also be receiving our transmissions through your personal stream of consciousness, which in turn will enhance your collective. So to clarify, you will be receiving from multiple streams of consciousness simultaneously. Now, listen carefully, as you will hear us say this to you many times in the upcoming months, that you are being prepared to step into entirely different, multidimensional, energetic playing fields. And that is why it is imperative that you participate in these sessions so you can create and integrate what is required to support you in your ascension process. No one, human or non-human, can receive and integrate for you. Understand that it will take time for you to acclimate and assimilate what you do receive in each session before you can proceed to the next step. It is our hope that this communication has brought a clearer understanding to you about the Council of 12 and how it functions. Though this communication has been brief, realize that you have been receiving multi-dimensional light frequencies from the moment we began today. We have enjoyed this opening segment with you immensely and look forward to all the amazing adventures, creations, and discoveries that we will embark on together. We wish to leave you with this to contemplate in your quiet space. Dear Ascending Masters of Light, know beyond any doubt that you, as your soul spirit, are connected to streams of consciousness that make up the Council of 12. Let your discovery begin. Blessings. Take a deep breath. Present in the moment. Aware of the presence of the Council 12 and the grand path that is open to each of us at this time. Now, in this session, this segment of our session, Milena and I would like to have a discussion on a couple of topics.
So, Milena. This part, we will be discussing our experience as the Council of 12 has been coming to each of us, as well as both of us, or all three of us, and John, throughout the fall and up until this point. It started sporadically, I think in July, wasn't it, Milena?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's quite an adventure.
It's the way they come through is so different than what we've been accustomed to. And we didn't realize that they had begun really communicating with us before they ever identified themselves to us. And we receive quite differently. There's not even a whole lot of words to be able to explain to you how different this is than what we've been accustomed to. We are still working with becoming familiar with the way they come in. But we just want to prepare you that the energetics that come in from this Counselor 12 are massive. And they're so multidimensional. And each one of us will receive these, as they said, through your personal stream of consciousness. And they did not say today, but then your prime directive also has a effects how you receive it. So they'll get probably more into this in a later discussion, but it's just quite different. It will take you time to assimilate. Even after these many months, Joan and I are still trying to find our way, you know, with it. And it's one of the things they told us, because everything will come from this huge collective of the Council of 12. But then Joan receives through her personal stream of consciousness in alignment with her prime directive. And then from that same stream of consciousness, I receive through my personal stream and my prime directive. And the stream is massive. So what we have found, they'll be working with her on one thing, and then they're over here working with me on another. And then until we get together and start talking, and then we put the whole picture together from that. So so bear with us, because we're still feeling our way through this as well. And as you really get into these sessions with us, you will find we will be interested when we meet again in 2 weeks, how you're affected by what you will now be receiving from them.
Well, it's very interesting to me. You know, I've been used to channeling the archangels or a master for certain sessions in Mastering Alchemy. And Milena does the same in our conferences. You know, she has a deep connection with the Magdalene and Yeshua. So she gets that part of the teaching, and then we come together. But usually these archangels and masters help us create an itinerary. And this needs to come, and this is how you position it, and so on and so forth. That is not the case. They transmit the energetics and the concepts, and it's up to us to put it together as part of this of a stream of consciousness within the council. The first time we said, well, do you agree with this? Or is there anything else we haven't seen that we need to put in play? And they answered that with a question. Well, what is your position on it? So it has been really interesting because Milena's stream of consciousness from this council has a different purpose than mine, but both pieces are necessary and fit together as we create the session, especially these foundational pieces. They did help us tremendously with that, saying sessions 1 through 6 will touch on this topic. But the actual putting it together is then left to the stream of consciousness that we together receive. And then when we meet on a call, and most times with John, and he has been very helpful in helping us put together certain pieces just by asking simple questions, that when the energies are running so massively, we don't think of. So it's just been a really interesting experience for both of us. And I know that it will be for you moving forward. So is there anything else you want to say about that, Milena?
See if there's anything that you did cover. Well, the other thing we wanted to share with you, so in some sessions, you know, they may be coming through the voice of Joan, some sessions through the voice of me, and then they're also encouraging us at other times to use our own voice. So they are pushing us, which in turn is going to push you. So they feel like there is so much they want to accomplish in this 3-year commitment that we have made, and they're not wasting any time. And one of the things they did share, one of the benefits of Joan and I both pulling from this massive stream, is that we can, because we each have our own personal stream, we can bring a broader perspective to you. So it, in that in and of itself, creates a more multifaceted, multidimensional experience for you. So anyway, just be prepared, because we're not in Kansas anymore. All right, so tonight we're going to move on. We are in this session. We're going to be upgrading our Merkaba, which you might have gotten that hint since all of our graphics seem to have a Merkaba in it. And before we begin, we just want to give you a couple real quick reminders about a couple of the components in your Merkaba. So in your innermost chamber of your Merkaba, so that first one is all about stability and balance.
Yes, they really wanted you to understand how valuable that inner chamber is. And they have repeatedly nudged me about the importance of that. Because it, if you will remember when we first activated our Merkaba field back in 2016, my, have we come a long way, baby. That first one, we spun the upper tetrahedron in the masculine, and the lower was in the feminine, and then the two merged into one spinning vortex. One clockwise, one counterclockwise. And then as we moved forward, that tetrahedron, that very inner chamber, became very stable and balanced through the divine feminine, the Holy Spirit Shekinah, and the divine masculine to function as a unit, where this, our soul journey this time, is to use that in our physicality and move away from the old paradigm of gender identification and move more into that unified field of source energy, creative energy. It's a massive creative energy through the presence of the Holy Spirit, which has no gender. It is a stream of consciousness from the source of our being. So then we became aware of the second tetrahedron. And you want to talk about that, Milena?
Of course, that was our beautiful white luminous tetrahedron, which spins in a clockwise position. And that tetrahedron was the one that held love and unity. And we will hear a little more about that as we get into our process tonight.
You know, that was one thing when they taught us that at the very beginning. They never mentioned that important creative light template because we hadn't unlocked it fully. I don't think we had unlocked it at all of that light template, that creative element of love and unity. So we had no comprehension of that until later on in the series.
Then we created our deep purple tetrahedron, which was, we were told at the time, was the tetrahedron of source creator. And it was kind of left at that. And so now we know so much more. And again, when we get into the process, a whole lot more information about that will come in. And that purple tetrahedron spins in a counterclockwise position.
So with those counter-rotating fields, it creates the light power to accelerate the Merkaba vehicle itself for our use, as well as to raise our consciousness and our feed our light body, but it raises our ability to travel interdimensionally. So it's a very, all three tetrahedrons serve very important functions.
Are we ready?
Yes, we are.
Okay. So, everyone, be comfortable. Take a couple of centering breaths. Be in your sacred heart. And be aware of your unified field. Place your attention on yourself as your light body. Now be aware of your light body within your Merkaba vehicle of light. From this innermost chamber of your Merkaba, look around the inside of this chamber. What do you see? Have you, throughout the years, created a personalized environment within this chamber? If you have not, no worries, as you can begin to create it today as we go through this process. Remember, this space is all about you. In fact, it is you. As the magnificent being of light that you are. So take another breath, and we will begin. Is your Merkaba functioning at 130% frequency of light? Within your Merkaba, do you see a control panel? It could be directly in front of you, above you, or on a side. Go now to that panel. When we did our conference review in October and revisited the grotto, before we left, we were directed to place the crystalline key around our neck and to tuck it into our light garment. Retrieve that key and place it in your hands. With your intention, activate the key. Remember, this key holds your primary color code as well as your unique harmonic tone. Once the key is in active mode, a never-before-seen lock mechanism appears on your panel. Place the key in the lock and turn it one click to the right. Now there is a button on each side of where you inserted the key. First, press the button on your left. Now, press the one on your right. And return to the center of your Merkaba. Notice your primary color code and your harmonic tone moving throughout your light body. If you look around now, you will see your color coding moving into and throughout the structure of this inner chamber of your Merkaba light vehicle. Tune in as your harmonic tone begins to move throughout the structure. You allow your color code and the frequencies of your harmonic tone to find residence within this inner star tetrahedron. While being aware of yourself as your light body, can you begin to sense a change in the vibratory field surrounding you? Take a breath. We will pause a moment to allow you to acclimate to these now activated frequencies within this sacred chamber. So the next component of your Merkaba light vehicle is the white luminous star tetrahedron. This beautiful and radiant tetrahedron holds the element of love and unity. The massive template of love and unity that we together brought in last year and worked with again a few weeks ago, which you are a part of, runs through your personal light column that you hold within your unified field. So from the center of your Merkaba, place your attention on your light column and bring into the present moment the light codes of the template of love and unity that you hold within yourself. Remembering that these codes, these light codes, are massive. With this column of light running through you, direct the light into the uppermost point of the white luminous star tetrahedron. Now, through your column of light, direct the frequencies of the love and unity template into the bottommost point of the white tetrahedron. Give the command that it activate now and moves throughout the entire structure of the white luminous star tetrahedron. This further amplifies the frequencies of the element of love and unity in your personal Merkaba light vehicle and your light body. Take a couple of deep breaths. With each step we take, your personal environment is being upgraded and elevated. Now place your attention on the deep purple star tetrahedron of source energy. This amazing star tetrahedron allowed us to journey deep into the void to our point of origin in our 2020 Light Conference, where we each were given the remembrance of our prime directive. We will be doing several things at once now. From the center of your Merkaba, keeping your attention on the purple star tetrahedron, allow yourself to feel the magnificent presence of Source Creator surrounding you. Now feel the light codes held in your prime directive moving throughout the entirety of your unified field as they emanate from from the source of your being to you in this present moment. And as you continue holding all of these vibrations, also see Source directing streams of radiant light filled with elevated and more highly refined light codes and enhanced frequencies of your prime directive into the purple star tetrahedron. Breathe, staying conscious and aware as these newly amplified and expanded frequencies continue to stream in. So much is occurring on every level of your entire beingness. Remain where you are. There is more to come.
Take a deep breath. Be very present in this moment, aware. Let us continue. In the presence of the field of the quadratic energetics, we begin now to increase the speed of the Merkaba field of light, as well as your Merkaba vehicle of light. This is an important step in the foundations of these teachings. It provides an accelerated light frequency that must be present moving forward. We must create this accelerated field of light precisely. We do not want to harm the physical body or the neurology of the body in any way, but we want to gently help the body consciousness and the form transition out of your fourth dimensional body into a stable fifth dimensional state. Take a deep breath. The body must stabilize in the higher ranges of fifth dimension and contain a whole new range of source light frequencies. Another deep breath. This is so the body recognizes that it is a physical vehicle that represents the divine image and similitude in its perfection. Take a deep breath and be aware of yourself in your light body, surrounded by your Merkaba light field. Notice how this field of light is spinning at 130% light and has been since the beginning of this session. Take a deep breath and command it to increase its speed and rotation to 135% light. Feel the slight shift as your field of light changes immediately. Be present in this frequency range and let your body acclimate to these vibrations. Let us continue. Another deep breath. Now command your Merkaba light field to increase its rotational spin slowly to 140% light. As it spins and spins, it comes fully into the 140% range of light and momentum. In your light body, be aware of yourself in the deep purple tetrahedron of source energy. Notice how the momentum of this vast tetrahedron has been amplified as it spins at 140% light. Take a deep breath. very present and aware. Now, begin to see the difference in your ability to draw from the source creative light. Another deep breath. Begin to set in motion the flow of energetics of your prime directive that emanates from the source of all that is. Command it to move through the purple tetrahedron into the white tetrahedron, where it amplifies your ability to create through the pure unity and love energetics that is held within that white tetrahedron. Continue to move your prime directive into the inner stable chamber of the balanced divine feminine and divine masculine energetics of the Holy Spirit Shekinah. And now, bring it into your light body. All of the vast energetics are stabilized through the vital interior center of your Merkaba vehicle so that you have complete access to all phases of them when you create and travel interdimensionally. Now sit for a moment and let these energetics start to integrate. Next, focus your on your personal color codes and harmonics. They are already moving through your light body and the center chamber of your Merkaba vehicle, where they now pick up the vital stabilized energetics of that chamber. Next, move your personal color codes and harmonics into the white tetrahedron, where they pick up the unity and the love creative templates that are needed to express and create. Now, move them into the purple tetrahedron, where they are returned to the vast void of source from which they emanated. In this way, they are continually amplified through the undifferentiated light of source. Feel the vastness of this upgrade, of these various upgrades in your Merkaba vehicle and your Merkaba energy and your light body energy. The vastness of these amplified energies will take time to integrate within your consciousness, within your light body, and within your body. Sit in the upgraded 140% light frequency version of your Merkaba vehicle in your light body and in the amplified Merkaba light field. Sit, be present, be in your light body, in your Merkaba vehicle that is spinning at 140% light. It will take months for your consciousness and your body to acclimate to the vast new energetics and light frequencies that have been streaming through your light vehicle, your light field, and your light body. Until we meet again, practice these processes that we have given you today, daily. This is the first foundational step that you will take, and it is key to your ability to fully move forward with us in the coming weeks. There will be no step that we take with you that is more important than another. An integration of all steps must be taken as they are given. We cannot rush this process or this integration. Allow yourself the time to acclimate to these vast energetics that are now flowing through you on all levels. Our session is now complete.
To end.
Thank you all for participating with us in this grand event. And we look forward to being with you in 2 weeks. Blessings.
Blessings, everyone.